Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy new year, and welcome to today's segment of the A New Day show. It is an amazing day, not only because I'm here on the broadcast, but because we are all starting with a clean slate for 2014. So we are really, really going to be rocking and rolling. I am just so excited, super excited. Today we're going to be talking about the power of our intentions. And I hear from you, so call in 646-915-8166.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, I'm so excited. excuse me. Nothing helps like some good relaxation, R&R. I took some time off from the radio just to relax and attend to moi. Because unless I am totally committed to myself, I am no good to you out there. So I took the end of the year off of the air and just had some reflection and work on my intentions for the new year and the things I want to do with and for you. I want to welcome Amenti, the writer, to the show. Thank you for joining. And this morning, we're going to be talking about the power of our intentions. However, before I get into that, I want to do some housekeeping. I want to remind you, you are welcome to call at any time. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I want to remind you about the cruise we are doing, and that cruise will be to Europe on the Norwegian Epic. The date for the cruise is June the 14th to the 22nd. And this cruise is to benefit the nonprofit for the Jamaica, for my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. We are looking to provide a hot breakfast for the children. So for those of you who are not in the chat room and you are listening on the air, you can visit the http://www.gofundme.com/1g4m38. And you can do your donation there. If you're in the chat room, you can just click on the link. But every $5, whatever you afford to give us support, children in Jamaica at the Carmel Moravian School, I would really, really love that. We are also looking to do an empowerment program for the families of the school. So that they will be the ones that grow the produce for the canteen that we have the food there to cook instead of going to the farmer's market and for food. They can supply fresh foods to the canteen. So I'm really looking to launch that with your support. In helping me to raise the funds, we should be able to do it by the beginning of the next school year. So I am putting it out there. It is my intention to start the next school year, which will be September, after the summer vacations. So it is my intention to have that program up and running. So I'm truly depending on you for your support. If you have not yet done so, would you please connect with me on Twitter, Dynamic Daphne, DynamicDaphne, and also on Facebook, connect with me there too, on LinkedIn as well. I look for you to connect with me there. And on here, I want you to mark the show favorite and follow me. And we will be connected close to you. We'll be kept informed about all the things that I am doing. Well, today's power of our intentions. Are we in control of the outcomes we seek? Are we in control of the outcomes we seek? And the short answer is yes. However, before I get into the information I want to share with you today, I got an article. It's filed in my research papers, but it's very old, as a matter of fact. This article was done by Valerie Gabriel for Successful Living magazine back in 2008. But I tell you, the information here is still relevant and it stands true. So I want to read this article for you before I get into the information I want to share with you to kind of you for what we're going to be talking about. And as you know, the topic is the power of intention. And as I said, it's old, but I tell you, good information is never old. And she writes, it's hard for me to call it a law. I never liked laws or rules, says Dr. Wayne Dyer, affectionately known as the father of motivation by his fans. Sits back in his chair, props his bare foot up on the coffee table and shares his unique take on the law of attraction. A smile, reassuring blue eyes, and relaxed demeanor reflect the warm and loving energy he speaks of frequently to others. Dyer has another term for the concept behind the law of attraction. He calls it the power of intention. His philosophy is pure and simple. The law of attraction is this: you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. Most people's mistake in trying to apply the law of attraction is they want things, they demand things, but God doesn't work that way, continues Dyer. It's all about allowing. Dyer refers to the Tehutichi, and it's spelled TAO.TE.CHING, written by Laho TZU. He says, in there, 2,500 years ago, if you live from the virtues, then all that you could ever need or want could be provided for you. Dyer exceedingly retrieves his precious copy of the book, Lean Forward, and reads the words that touch him so strongly. How virtue is a very important concept in the law of attraction. This is called the Q-C-H-I-N-G, written by L-A-O-T-Z-U. It's the unknown teachings of the Lahotzi. Number 51 says, those who want to know the truth of the universe should practice the four cardinal virtues. The first is to reverence for all of life. This manifests as unconditional love and respect for oneself and all other beings. The second is natural serenity. This manifests as honesty, simplicity, and faithfulness. And the third is gentleness, which manifests as kindness, consideration for others, and sensitivity to spiritual truth. And the fourth is supportiveness. This manifests as service to others without expectation of reward. All great spiritual masters are teaching what we are talking about, says Dyer. They're reteaching forgiveness. They are teaching kindness. They are reteaching love. They are not teaching wanting. They are not teaching greed. So, the notion of seeking what you want or think you need is not what the power of intention is all about. The ego mantra is, what's in it for me? How can I get more? I want a BMW in my driveway next Thursday, he explains. All of that is what most spiritual teachers call false self, the ego. According to Dyer, the process of allowing, just being and embracing this heightened level of consciousness goes back not to attracting what you want, but attracting what you are. You have to just be. You have to let go. You have to allow. You have to be free and make this your consciousness. He continues, basically, what you would see is frequently it manifests itself through the process of giving, of allowing, of offering, and of serving. It asks nothing back. Dyer illustrates the concept of giving without expectations by quoting the great poet Hafiz. Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. That is powerful. Excitement and energy permeate the room as Dyer finishes his thought. Just think of what a love like that can do. It lights up the whole world. Dr. Wayne Dyer is an internationally renowned author and speaker in the field of self-improvement, and he has written more than 30 books. So that is just a little thought to set the for you. I tell you, in each of our lives, it comes a time when you need to look very deeply in the mirror and ask yourself the question, am I conducting myself in a way that I was meant to conduct myself? I know that years ago, I would spend so much time setting goals. We spoke about that on Sunday with Carla Detchin on goals and resolution. And I found out that honestly and truly was not helping me to manifest all that I am. And it was not until I started focusing on my intention that I am able to manifest all that I am. And it is an extremely rewarding experience that I can know that regardless of where I am, to manifest that which is in me. It doesn't matter if I'm working with men or women, or boys or girls. It doesn't matter about demographics. It doesn't matter about ethnicity or culture. Because I have the power to manifest all the result that I need. If the results I'm experiencing now are not to my satisfaction, it's not because of anybody else. It is because of my own behaviors and attitudes. I tell you, somebody called me and asked me, "Oh, what did you do for New Year's Eve?" And I told her, I worked on my intention wall, and I worked on my intention board. This is the first year that I worked on an intention board that consists only of words and statements. I listed bullet points of all the intentions I have for this year and all the things into this year. I also this year decided to mount what I refer to as my vision wall. And on that wall, I put out all of the places that I will visit in 2014 to speak or to conduct an event and to make a difference in somebody else's life. I tell you, once you have that paradigm shift in you and in your consciousness, you're going to find out that things it's just begin to open up like a bud. You know, a lot of times there is one flower, I don't remember the name of it, it's white in color and it has such a beautiful, lovely aroma. And the thing about this flower, to see the flower in its beauty, you got to be up at 12 midnight because that's when it pops open. So to admire the beauty of it, you got to be there at 12 midnight when it pops open, and you got to snap a picture of it because the next morning when you wake up, it's again collapsed back into just an image of a bulb, and you'll never see. I tell you, it was such an experience for me when I was introduced to that flower. She said, "You'll never see it bloom unless you're up at 12 midnight." And when this lady shared this with me, I began evaluating my own life, and I began looking over my life and asking myself, "Daphne, are you like this flower? Do you have that beautiful bulb that is sitting right there between the branch and the leaves? And people are looking at your amazing cone shape, yet they never see you bloom because they are not up at midnight." Extremely thought-provoking question for me to ask myself. Yes, I want to be luscious and green. However, I need to have my bloom open 24/7, 365 days a year. I want my aroma to be smelled 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I want to be available to make a difference in the world. So there are many of us who we are very healthy. We have great potential. However, we are sitting on it and no one is benefiting from it. It is my intention this year to help you to focus and create your intentions and to make sure that all that greatness that is laying on the inside of you, you are able to live that to the fullest. So there will be no regret. and there will be no one that is being deprived because you did not live your dream. You and I are in total control of the results we get. And we can only get the results if we set our intentions. And I want to tell you just some of the items that I have on my intention board. I have quite a few. I won't bore you with all of them. But I want to tell you some of the things that's on my board. You know, those of you who know me know that I've been single for a long time. And it's time for me to get back there and share my life with someone. So on my vision board, I have to start a committed, loving relationship. On my vision board, I have take personal time each day for me just to reflect and relax because I do not do that enough. I need to do more exercise. I want to up my game in reading. There are three books I'm working on, and I need to finish them this year. I set the intentions for the monthly income I want to begin in my business, and how am I going to do that? I have the dollar amount, but what programs do I need to have in place to do that and to manifest the amount of money that I'm looking for? I have also on my vision board my intentions toward my relationship with my son and the different areas that we need to focus on. My health, you know, what are my commitments to my health? I have on there fully committed to only eat whole food. It doesn't matter what's going on. I'm staying true to only eat whole foods. And I tell you, it is my intention that I'm staying true to all of this. Nothing is going to take me off or waver me from this commitment. You know, there are quite a lot more that I have on there for my business and for my personal self. But it's just to give you an idea of some of the things I put on the vision board. You know, on my ancient wall, I tell you I have list of places I want to speak at. And there are places that I've never been. And when I visit there, not only am I going to work and return home, it's going to be part of vacation, so I'll be learning as I go along there. So those are the things, you know, design your vision and your intention wall or intention board to suit you and your personality. All right. Now we want to talk about how to use the power of our subconscious mind. And, you know, I tell you, the internet has a lot of information out there. So whether you listen to this show or not, I want you to go out there and research and find out, you know, what your needs are. Go out there for information. Read. Because so long as you are working with other people, you need to continuously invest in yourself. So read. As much as you can get your hand on. So everyone deserves a better lifestyle. Everybody is something else. So I want for you to just decide what the better is and how you are going to work on that. What does better mean for you? Define better. Is it more time with your family? Is it more time with a significant person? Is it more time with your colleagues or coworkers? What does it mean for you about more time? So we are going to talk about the power of your subconscious, because most of the work takes place in our subconscious mind. You know, we have the conscious mind, which is right now you're listening to me. That's the conscious mind. And we are fully awake. I'm fully awake now and I'm alert. Well, at least I hope so. And I'm speaking to you. So this is my conscious mind. But tonight when I go to sleep, a lot of the things are taking place in my subconscious mind. So I want you to know that just from our subconscious mind out to our body. Our body is really the smallest portion of all of this thing. Because you and I are energy. We are 100% energy. So this is why it is important to set the right intentions to manifest that which we are. So let us look on the topic of wealth. On wealth, and they look on it and, oh, I don't have any money, or I have money and I'm wealthy. Wealth in itself is a consciousness. And when we decide that wealth is a consciousness and we have the right thought, then we are going to be wealthy in relationships. We are going to be wealthy in health. We are going to be wealthy in our personal expenses. We are going to be wealthy by attracting monetary value and relationships to us. So what I'm saying here is that wealth starts in the mind. And how can we start wealth in the mind? Well, we first must love ourselves, because everything starts from love. Once you can love you, then everything else is in place. Because what happened? You love you and you are embracing you, and then all of your intentions and your thoughts are in sync now, and they are in the right process, because you love you and you'll just leave the rest to the universe to manifest. So remember, the first thing I want you to write, if you have not written anything else yet, I want you to jot down there that your wealth starts in your mind. So until you can get a wealthy mindset, you will not experience any of the other sources of wealth that I speak about. All right? So number one, know that wealth is a mindset. And once you get that down, then all the other aspect of wealth will be available to you. Ask yourself, and focus on the of your subconscious and the power of your intentions. What are some of your visible means of support? What it says, there is a statement that says, show me 5 of your closest friends and I can immediately tell you who you are. And this goes towards the power of your intentions too. If you are hanging around with people who's going to tell you you're loony, you're crazy, and all of that stuff, do you think that you are going to be able to manifest your greatness? I know I'm getting a resounding no, because you can't. It's not just children that experience peer pressure. We as adults and professionals also get peer pressure. Sometimes it has to do with our spiritual or religious beliefs. You know, it has to do with the habits that we practice. You know, you're reading, you're going to seminars, you're going to workshops and all of that. And they're asking, oh, well, why you have to go there every year? Isn't that a lot of money that you spend to go there? So you got to call those things what they are, and you need to sever yourself from those relationships and connect yourself to relationships that will be all the practices that you're using to sustain the right intentions. Ask yourself, what are some of the ideal methods, that I can use to build a wealth consciousness? Remember, I can tell you all of the things that I'm doing. However, I want you to invest the time to create a list for yourself and know that this is mine. I created this and this can work for me. You know, I know for me, there are different mantras that I use. I read a lot. Now I kind of double up because I find out that I'm on the road a lot of times driving, you know, appointments. So a hardcover book, I buy a print copy of a book. I also buy the CD of the book so I can play it and I can do the reading in my car as well. And I encourage you to do the same. So for example, when we talk about the ideal methods for building your wealth consciousness, what you speak. I look at the show today, you'll see that I have only one photo there, but I also uploaded different thoughts that I want you to use. So as you go on there, look on it, the rotation of what's there, and begin to adapt those in your language. Instead of saying that you're broke, you don't say that. You wake up every day and what you says, I am financially well off. Yes, I am. I am healthy. Yes, I am. I am loving and I am lovable. Yes, I am. And it's not that you are faking it until you're making it. That's not it. You are it. And because you are it, you need to manifest it. So you find words. You know, there are so many tremendous words of power that you can use. You know, for example, if you are looking to attract money to you, and because right now it's not what it is, you can adopt a statement and use it, a simple, easy one. You can say, I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities from multiple sources on an ongoing basis. It's not your business to know where it's coming from. It is your business to manifest and claim it. So find the statements and the words that work for you. You got to speak it. You got to see it. You got to feel it. You got to know it. And when you do that, you find out that, yes, I indeed have the power to control each and every aspect of who I am. Sometimes when our affirmations for our intention fail because we are not proud of it, we are not happy about them, we are ashamed and we don't want anybody else to know, so we are not consistent in what we are doing. I tell my clients when I'm working with them to for manifestation or reinvention, I tell them all the time, this that I'm teaching you to do and I'm assisting you with needs to be done as if you had gone to the doctor with an infection and they prescribed for you antibiotic. That's how much you need this. You got to keep doing it consistently, persistent, commitment, devotion. You got to keep doing it because unless you stick to it, keep doing it, you will not manifest that which you are. You are going to go around whining and complaining. Do not buy into the pity party. If you are in a surrounding or a gathering where that starts, excuse yourself. Because what is happening, you are allowing others to cloud your visibility, cloud the visibility of your intentions. You cannot afford to do that. If you're riding in a car and it gets humid and the glass and things get foggy, what do? You turn up the heat, right? Or you begin to wipe the moisture off of the glass. Well, it's the same thing with our lives and our intention. If we leave that up to people, that mist that you see on the window of the vehicle when you're driving, that's what is happening when you allow people to dictate to you and to tell you what to do. And, oh, well, you want to do all that stuff, that intention and that law of attraction stuff and that meditation stuff. Oh, that is New Age stuff. That's not what God wants you to do. Well, hello. That's what God gave us with. Nothing New Age about it. That's what God gave you and I to work with. And I am so excited that I came to the awareness to know that Daddy gave me everything. You know, he was not prejudiced to say I am a girl or I'm a black woman. He wasn't going to give me as much as he gave a guy. No, he gave us all. And just for me out there to utilize it. So I want to encourage you to be certain, to just be around people that support you. And if they are not supporting you, it's really not their responsibility. However, do not be ashamed to move along and move yourself out of that. There's nothing that says that you must be there. All right? So let us continue there about we just spoke about the making sure you have all the visible support. We also spoke about where's my notes? Yes, the ideal method of building your wealth consciousness. You know, read, 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 read. Don't be ashamed to mount things in your home. You know, put it on your walls, on your doors, on your mirrors. And don't keep it as a secret from your family members. Tell them why these things are up there. Encourage them to let's do this as a family, because they can set their intentions too. You have your children, they can set their intentions for what college they want to go. So don't keep this a top secret. Share it with your family and tell them to, it's okay, adopt it for yourself too. So let this whole thing be a family affair. Let everybody start to use this, and you're going to see how your family begin to turn around. All right. I want to just remind you to check my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com. DaphneClarkHudson.com. Please check that out and get on my mailing list. Also, connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and quite a few more out there. There are so many, I can't even list them all. But I tell you, the one thing you can do is Google my name, Daphne Clark Hudson, and just connect with me in every possibly way that you can.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
And for those of you who are looking to support us for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., for the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel School in Jamaica, West Indies, you may visit http://www.gofundme.com/1, G the numeral 4, M the numeral 3 and 8. And that's the link that you can visit to donate your monies towards the breakfast feeding program. Also, we are working on a fundraiser cruise for the nonprofit from June the 14th through the 22nd. We are going on the Norwegian Epic, and you can get more information about this cruise by calling Tot Olinda Begg, and her numbers are 203-539-0094 and 203-818-3174. Again, 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. And just get all the information from Tot Olinda Begg. And the cruise is from June the 14th through the 22nd. Port of call is Barcelona, Spain. And she will give you all of the details on all the things that so we are looking for your support, and We know that you will be there for us. All right, so let us, if you just join us, we are talking today about the power of your intention, and ask yourself the question whether or not you have the power to control the result that you seek. You ask yourself the question, it's hard work, you know? And why are my intentions failing? You know, I hear people said it worked for them, yet it is not working for me. I've heard people say, I have been doing that affirmation thing for so long. Oh, it worked for everybody else. It's not working for me. Oh, I think God is punishing me because I did X, Y, and D. Ladies, slap, slap, slap. Gentlemen, slap, slap, slap. Wake up, wake up. God does not punish us. He's a loving and forgiving God. So it doesn't matter when we beat ourselves up and go around, round and around, complaining and beating ourselves up. That's not what he's about. He's just standing there and waiting and said, when is Daphne coming back? And he's there with an outstretched arm for me waiting. And he does the same thing for you. So if you find out that you are not getting any results from your intention, stand up in front of the mirror and have a conversation with that amazing person that is looking back at you. It is something that you personally are manifesting for not getting results. I know that when I used to experience lack in my life, it was because I was in line with all the universal laws. And we all fall off the wagon every now and then. The amazing thing is that you can fall off, but don't remain off. The minute you fall off, accept your truth. Why did you fall off the wagon and jump on back and be happy and continue to love yourself as if nothing happened? Because once you do that, you are getting back into that word, G-R-A-C-E. Grace, tell you the universe is so generous in demonstrating grace towards you and I. So it's nothing that we can do that will get us in the doghouse with the universe. No, no, no. The universe is always there. Daddy's always there to say, well done, my child. Well done. So don't worry about the failure and all of that. If it comes, look at it, take the lessons from it that you learn and say, well, here is what I'm willing to do now that I've never done before to move forward. It is focused on avoiding mental conflict. You got to tell yourself that I know what I'm hearing. I know what the voices are saying in my head. I know how confusing it is, but that's not me, because that's not what God wants me to do. Here is what the Word of God says, and I am standing on it. You know, I am a Christian, so my source and my port of call is always on Jesus. You know, call on your strength. Call on whomever it is that you get your strength from. I was, I think it was approximately maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was speaking with someone from a different culture and in a different country. On Skype, and when he shared his story with me, It brought tears to my eyes, and I said to myself, my Lord, look at this. You know, we are so, so different, different culture, different ethnicity, age ranges are hugely different, yet our stories are similar. And he said something to me that rocked my world. He said, I know that it was God who provides for me to walk into all those amazing things that I did. So concentrate on not letting the mental conflicts pull you down the drain. Wake them up, identify them, speak to them, use the words. There are lots of powerful statements that you can use. There are scriptures that you can use for those who have a Bible. You don't have a Bible, look for the powerful words in your affirmations and your statements of intention and speak them to those mental conflicts that you are experiencing. Remember, there is power in your words. There is power in the tongue. So use it, not only to lash out onto somebody else, but use it to lash out against the mental conflicts that is pulling you down the drain. Times when we fall, let me get a sip of water here. There are times when we go around and we voice statements of scarcity. And I look on those as if we are writing blank checks when we do that. Because you remember when I mentioned earlier on about the statement I use for the attracting of money, and that you can use as well. And I made the statements and I said, I am rich. Yes, I am. And all of that. Those numbers filled out, when you look on the spiritual laws, I fill out those checks. However, when I go around and make statements of lack and poverty and insufficiency, we are putting a limit on the universe. The universe does not have any lack. There is enough for all of us. There's enough. So try blank for you. Well, 3, 4, 5 to the show. Don't write blank checks for yourself. Use your intention to create a 6-figure that you want. Once you state it, you will manifest it. So look into what you are doing. Consider how to give us compound interest on our investment. So why not claim that? Why are we settling for less than? We are not supposed to do that. If we can get compound interest, why are we settling for less? Remember, this is your year. This is your year of abundance. 2014 is our year. Let's not leave anything on the table. Let us not leave anything. Let us claim everything that is there for us. you look in your life and you look around on everybody else and you're probably asking yourself, why is nothing happening to me? Why is nothing happening in my life? Well, thank you, Jesus, you're asking that question. I want you to just take a mirror, or you stand in front of a mirror, and I want you to ask the same question again. Why is nothing happening to me? Why is nothing happening in my life? Happens until you are sick and tired of where you are. Nothing is going to happen until you realize that you are in control of your outcomes. It starts with our intentions. That's the magic bullet. That's the secret. You and I already possess all that we will ever need. It doesn't matter what it is. We have it all. But nothing happens until we decide, oh my God, I'm sick and tired of this, or I'm sick and tired of that. I am not going to have it anymore. I am sure that as you look over your lives, you can note, you will remember or recall, there was a time when you just got up and you said you were sick and tired of a certain situation, and it was not until then you start to see results. So it's the same thing now that we're talking about. Having using the power of your intention to get the results that you want. The true source of our wealth, may it be monetary wealth, health wealth, relationship wealth, lies in our subconscious mind. That's where it lies, ladies and gentlemen. So let us now line up our behaviors with our intentions. Let us not only speak the walk, let us begin to walk the walk and talk the talk. You got to be so sold on words and statements that you speak. You got to and truly sold out. Do not allow anyone to tell you anything else. You got to be sold out on you, because you know what you have inside of you. You know that only you can prevent you from manifesting. So don't do that any longer. Step this year, today's only days. So today, by you listening to this show, today is your New Year's. Today is your day to start working on your 2014 intentions. The other important thing is that I want you to only take one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the weekend, next week, next month. Don't worry. That's not your concern. Do what you can right now in this present moment. And each present moment you start to embrace it. It is like eating an elephant. What they say, you can eat an elephant one bite at a time. One bite at a time. I want for you to remember that. There is always someone out there that can support you on this journey. You're not alone. I'm always, for the rest of my life, talking about my experience in November in the Dominican Republic. When I attended an event with an amazing group of people. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It was like a confess where people was embracing and supporting each other in every aspect of what they're doing. I want you to find, where is your love fest? Where can you go and find people that allows you to be 100% all in? 100% all in. Not 10, not 5, not 25, but 100%. Can you imagine what it will feel like when you are in a community or a surrounding or an environment or a gathering where everybody is 100% all in? You don't have to filter who you are. You just be you. All in, sold out, 100%. Where everybody's intention is set to help you. What can I do to make it better for you? I'll tell you, it is refreshing. It is rewarding because there are not too many places where that exists. There are a lot of stumbling blocks out there when we are working on setting our intentions and to utilize the most power out of it. So I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy. However, it's doable. And that's why you need to be reading the right material, listening to the right DVD and tapes, and invest in yourself. You know, get a coach that can help you to work through these things. Because I'm here to tell you from personal experience, this can be a lonely journey. Because once you begin to work on your intentions and to say, this is going to be my lifestyle now, this is going to be my way of life, people start to shun you and people start to label you and tell you, oh, this is what you're doing now, you're walking down the wrong path and that's not what God wants for you and all of that mess. So you got to know to call it for what it is and know to believe in that what you believe in. Proven. You already got the okay. You got the okay when God fertilized that egg in your mother's womb. You got the okay when your mother gave birth to you, and you are the only child that survived that fertilization. You know how many million other sperms were there on the egg? And that one smart sperm just went, whoops, bam, I got you. I got you, babe. And God said, woo, oh, that Daphne, it is my intention that she's going to rock the world. That girl is going to grow up poor in Jamaica, but she's going to be able to, going to leave that little countryside, and she's going to be doing great things. And I am so happy that I was able to understand how I need to utilize my intentions to make this impact on the world. What's your story? You have a story too. And your story ties into your intention and how you can use that to help you tell your story to the world. I tell you, there it is important that on this path and on this journey, totalizing and embracing and experiencing the power of our intention, that you treat your body right. And there are many, many steps towards treating your body right. And sleep is very important. You know, from we are children, we hear our parents telling us, go to bed because you got to get 8 hours sleep. So sleep is important. What we eat is important. You all know that I started a couple of years ago. I modified my lifestyle, and I need to step my game up now with my exercise. And that's also on my intention board, that I'm doing more exercise now. Every day I'm doing a little something that will contribute to my well-being. So assess and evaluate yourself and see what it is that you need to do to enrich your health. Serve yourself with the power of your intentions. And I am going to give you a few tips here. I'm going to give you, where's my stuff? 15, I'm going to give you 15 steps that you can use to serve yourself with the power of your intentions. Step number one, decide to be wealthy, healthy, sexy, loving, lovable, decide. So the first word here is decision. Decision is a big one. Decide on what it is you're going to do. Decision. So decision is very, very important. The next number two is to focus on accumulation. Accumulate materials that will enrich your mindset, books, events, people. Accumulate the knowledge that you need. Number three, remember that wealth starts in the mind. So wealth is a consciousness. If we are not seeing the wealth in our mindset, we are not going to be experiencing the wealth any place. So I want you to remember that wealth starts in the mind. Wealth is a mindset. Number four, know that the trouble most people experience is not getting the support that they need. Know that your support does not necessarily has to be in your family or close friends. A lot of the time, your support needs to come from your investment in yourself. What do I mean by that? It simply means that sometimes you will have to open your checkbook to hire a coach that will help you to get the results that you want. Number five, getting the power from your intention to get the result you need comes from repetition. You got to repeat. What do I mean? Read books. Listen to movies that has to do with the power of your mind. There are a lot You go out there and you click, you research mind movies on YouTube. Oh, my heavens, you are going to get millions upon millions of mind movies as short as minutes. So listen to them and see how that comes into play with what you are doing. So repetition is very important. When you read a book that has to do with personal development, don't give it away. Read it over and over and over and over. Highlight it each time you read it. Highlight it with a different color highlighter. But don't you give it away, because it's an investment and you need to read it over and over and over and over and over. Because each time you repeat reading it, you are going to get something else out of it. So repeat it over and over and over and over. All right? Number six. Remember I mentioned that wealth starts in the minds. It's a mindset. So once you start experiencing, you have the experience of wealth, you're going to begin to produce it. So know too that wealth is a feeling. Oh, I feel wealthy today. Oh, you are enjoying the experience. Once you enjoy it, you are just going to begin to produce it. The next thing is so that your conscious and your subconscious mind will agree. Remember, now today you're listening to the show, it's your conscious, but once you go to bed, it is your subconscious that's going to take over. They need to agree with each other. All right? Know that your subconscious needs to accept what you really feel is true. What is true about you? What's your truth? Embrace and accept your truth in order to move on this project that you're working on. Nothing is too challenging for you. You can overcome all of your mental conflict. You just need to position yourself and be in the right environment. However, you can and you will overcome any mental conflict that you encounter, so long as you adopt things that I told you about. I tell you something, when I found out the importance of repeating all the positive things that was working for me, everything doubled, everything increased in what it is I am doing. And I tell you, it feels wonderful. It feels wonderful to know that I have to worry about anybody else. I can just focus on what it is that I am doing to get everything from my true intentions. It is wonderful. I want to welcome Tracy D to the show. Welcome, Tracy. If you have any questions about the powerful intentions, or if you have any thoughts on the topic to share, please, you are welcome to call 646-915-8166, or you can write in the chat room and I will answer your question, or just highlight what it is that you put there. In order to get full results from the power of our intention, You need to deposit positive thoughts. So if you get up every day and you are speaking lack and inadequacy, that's what you will get. And it's a result. You are manifesting what you speak. However, when you begin to speak your intentions, you know, you said, I am healthy, I am wealthy. Oh, my relationship with my spouse is amazing. My relationship with my coworker is great. You know, even the coworker that is not speaking to you, you begin to speak 100% positivity about the relationship. All of a sudden, you go to the office and you cannot believe that that is him or her. So you speak without telling your significant other what it is that you're looking to do. Oh, we're going to have a date night tonight, and here is what I want. Here is what it will be. We are going to have a lot of laughter. We will enjoy each other's company. He or she will be just so loving. There's lots of smile. There's lots of intimacy. These were your intentions as you begin to get dressed to go to that date. I tell you, it's going to be the best date ever because you had stated your intentions. And what you intend for is what will manifest, and that what your experience will be. Consciously affirm is what you will manifest. Remember that. What you consciously affirm is what you will manifest. Whether you say it out loud or it is a thought, it will manifest. So you don't necessarily need to go around speaking out everything loudly. But you can do it mentally and it will still manifest itself to you. Your true source of all that you desire lies within your mind. 100% of everything that we need to manifest is already in our mind. So we just need to set the right intentions to make sure that we manifest them. What are you looking to manifest? Are you looking for monetary wealth? Yes, we have it already. So let us manifest it. Let us work on the language that will help us manifest that. What's our intentions? You know, I am financially well off. I am a millionaire. Yes, I am. And I am putting the figures towards that. I am wealthy. My health, you know, you look at your health and you look at your image and all that compost comprises all of the wealth that we are looking for. The next thing I want you to focus on, to avoid envy and jealousy. Don't keep spending all your time watching somebody else. However, you need to understand that I need to set my intentions to manifest my greatness, because when you're looking at somebody else, they are manifesting their greatness. And you spend all your energy watching them and letting all of your wonderful, amazing stuff just lie there going around in turmoil. What they say, there's a saying, what you can do, I can do better. Yes, it's not that you are competing. But because God gives you the greatness inside of you, once you focus on your greatness, you are doing your best. And when you do your best is your best. And you got to experience your best and love it and know that your best is better because you're walking in that true calling and purpose that you were called to do. So, no reason for envy. No reason for jealousy. Because when you send those intentions out, that's what you are attracting back to you. So be aware. You must visit that mirror twice a day. You honestly and truly got to do that. You got to visit that mirror twice. Look and who is looking back at you and speak to that person eyeball to eyeball. And the last thing, avoid things that block your wealth and will destroy your well-being. So those were the steps that I gave you, that steps that will serve the power of your intention. We have 2 minutes remaining. You're welcome to call 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. If you have experience and if you are someone who practices the power of your intention, I want to hear from you. I want to hear who is really utilizing that. I'm sure I'm not the only person that does that. I'm sure Wendaya is not the only person that does that. I'm putting his name because I share some information about him at the top of the hour. If you're someone who have just started to embrace the power of intentions, let me hear from you. If you have been using the law of attraction in your life, or if you know anybody who has been, let me hear from you as well. Now, I want to give you, I want to share, I don't remember which book I got this from, but I want to share 12 steps or 12 truths that serve us scientifically. So these are 12 truths of scientific 12 steps of scientific truth. I'm going to do my best to read them slowly in case you want to write them down. Step number one, and these are the scientific truths about the power of intentions. Number one, be a mental engineer and use tried and proven techniques in building a grander and greater life. I think I need to repeat that. The first one is be a mental engineer and use tried and proven techniques in building a grander, greater life. And if I want to expand on that, remember I mentioned about repetition and you know, reading certain things over. That's what that is talking about, because what you're doing, you're programming your subconscious mind to line up with your intentions. That is already there. Number two, your desire prior, picture the fulfillment of your desire now and feel its reality and will experience the joy of the answered prior. Number three, desire to accomplish things the easy way with the sure aid of mental science. Number four. I'm doing my best to read it slow. Success and happiness by the thoughts you think in the hidden studio of your mind. Let me read that over again. That was kind of long. I want to make sure you get it all. You can build success and happiness by what you think in the hidden studio of your mind. Number five, experiment scientifically until you personally prove that there is always a response from the infinite intelligence by your subconscious mind to your conscious thing. Kind of long one again, so I'm reading it over. Experiment scientifically until you personally prove that there is always a direct response from the infinite intelligence of your subconscious mind to your conscious thinking. Number six, feel the joy and restfulness in foreseeing the certain accomplishment of your desire, a mental picture which you have in your mind is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things to come. Let me read this over again. I will always repeat the long ones. Feel the joy of restfulness in foreseeing the certain accomplishment of your desire, a mental picture which you have in your mind is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things to come. Number seven, a mental is worth a thousand words. Your consciousness will bring to pass any picture held in the mind backed by faith. Number eight, avoid all effort or mental corrosion in prayer. Get into a sleep drowsy state and lull yourself to sleep, feeling and knowing that your prayer is answered. Number eight, remember that the thankful heart is always close to the riches of the universe. Number 10, to affirm is to state that it is so. And as you maintain this attitude of mind as true, regardless of the evidence to the contrary, you will receive an answer to your prayer. I want to read that over again, and there's something I need to point out there. Number 10, to affirm is to state that it is so. And as you maintain this attitude of mind as true, regardless of all evidence of to the contrary, you will receive an answer to your prayer. I want to point here, how often have you been speaking with someone and they say, oh no, that's not reality, give me reality. You got to know that the universe and the spirit don't work in reality. It's spiritual, it's energy. And that's what you need to focus on. So, you know, each time somebody said that to you, you got to call them on that, and you need to let them know what your truth is. Don't be afraid. I know. I have that issue with my son all the time. He says, oh, mommy, that's not reality. I'm looking at reality. You know, we can look at reality because we are a spiritual being having a human experience. So it is important that we know where the power lies, and it's in the power of our intentions and the spirit. All right. So number 11 is to generate electronic waves of harmony, health, peace, by thinking of the love and the joy and the glory of God. That is powerful. Generate electronic waves of harmony, health, and peace by thinking of the love and the glory of God. Unconditional love. You know, for those of you who listened, I think it was maybe about a month now, I had a gentleman on a Sunday evening, and he shared about how after 40 years, he turned his life around, and he started doing so by loving himself. And this is basically what this is saying, because remember I just mentioned about us being energy and vibe. Everything we do in life has to do with vibrations. So if we don't put the vibes, you know, in Jamaica, the Rasta men always say, oh, I ain't getting a good vibes from you. And we used to look at them and say, oh, that's Rasta talk. But it's really not Rasta talk, because we are all vibrations, because we're living in the spirit. I say that, and every time I say that, I remember Bob Marley, because growing up in Jamaica, when I was in Jamaica, I really didn't appreciate his music, because a stereotype, we used to look and say, oh, he's Rastafarian. So we didn't take the time. I did not take the time to listen to his music. It wasn't until he died, and I was in Miami when he died, and they were playing all his music. I listened and said, oh my God, his music made sense. And I didn't listen to it because my judgment was clouded over his image as being a Rastafarian. I was not listening to the power of his words. His intentions was not clear to me until after his passing. So I know I'm not the only one. There's somebody out there who not accepting the intention of somebody because of a stereotype or a prejudice. It's what it is. It's your truth. You can move on. Number 12, and it's the last point here for serve yourself with this scientific truth. Number 12 is, what you decree and feel as true will come to pass. Decree harmony, decree health, decree peace, decree abundance, decree shall decree love. And that is what will come to you. So I pray you got the 12 points again. We spoke about be a mental engineer. We talk about your desire is your prior. We mention desire to accomplish. We talk about you can build a radiant health. Experiment scientifically. Feel the joy and restlessness. Number 7 was have a mental picture, just like in the segment I spoke about the mind movies and things like that. Avoid all effort of mental corrosion. Keep your mind clean. Keep it clean. Wash it out, Get all the soaps come off of that. And just work on it. Work on your stuff. Remember that the thankful heart is always close to the riches of the universe. Why did it sound like I missed that number 9? Did I read that? Number 9 was, remember that the thankful heart is always close to the riches of the universe. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Each and every day, give gratitude for something. We always, even if we do gratitude for all of us, each and every day, we get closer and closer to that. So remember to give gratitude. Number 10, we mentioned about affirming. To affirm is to state what is so. So remember that. And number 11 was to generate. Yes, I think number 9 was the one I missed. Number 11 was to generate electronic wave. Generate harmony, peace, health, love, all of that good stuff. And number 12 was, what you decree and feel as truth is that which will come to pass. So, yes, we have the power to manifest the result that we seek. And I'm looking that as the year progresses, that you will call into the show and share with me some of the results or all of the results that you have manifested because you decide that you are going to capitalize on the power of your intention. We have 40 minutes remaining. I want to ask Tracy. Tracy, if you're hearing me, if you're there, can you type something in the box? Have you been engage in the power of your intention? Have you ever realized that or that is something new that you are looking to begin to do? Let me hear from you, Tracy, what you have to say. While I wait to hear what Tracy has to say, I want to remind you to please support us on the cruise for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. I want you to call up Tot Olinda Begg at 203-818-3174 or 203-539-0094. I want you to support us. Okay, I want you to support us on the cruise. Yes, Tracy says this is something new that she wants to try. Okay, Tracy. You can email me. I know you came late. There's a lot of information I share. However, if you want to pick my brains, if you want to email me, I can give you a 15 minutes complimentary coaching to help you get your foot in the water alongside this. So if you want to email me or message me here on the show, you can email me at which email I should give you. All right, why don't you email me? I mean, you know what, Tracy? Go on my website. Here is my website here. I'm typing it in the box. And I want to help her get her foot wet. My website is DaphneClarkHudson.com. Go there, Tracy. Fill the form out. And I will help you to just help to guide you on this footing, because you can help somebody else by paying it forward. Or just do that. And I will send you back how you can set up an appointment to get a 15 minutes of complimentary coaching. Is that something you're interested in, Tracy? So you can hear it. So try back and let me know. Do anything you want to ask me today, you can stand there and I will answer it for you, my sister. All right, so we're waiting on the lady in the chat room. All right, great. Do you have any questions today, Tracy? All right. We are on here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We are also on here every Wednesday. And we are just getting ready. All right. Yeah, you're at work. Wonderful. Well, you know, I do, thanks. I appreciate you sharing your work time with me, Tracy. And I want you to just go back and listen. You can download the link. And please feel welcome to share it with other people. Just share it with people, because this is the year of abundance and we all are looking for a lot more. So if you have an amazing story that you want to share, anybody out there who is listening, if you have an amazing story to share, just message me and let me know to talk. I'll talk with you and see whether it's a match for us. And I direct you to go to my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com. Fill out that form and get on my mailing list. And I will keep you informed of all the things that we are doing. And I want you to visit Amazon, put my name in, and pick up copies of my books there. I have 3 books on Amazon. They make nice gifts that you can give to somebody, especially if they're traveling on the train to work. They can have it to read as they are traveling on the train and just help to set their intentions in the good, in a good manner for that day. I tell you something, when I speak to people who work into traditional 9-to-5, I tell you, they remind me so much of myself. I used to work a certain job at a certain government agency, and I remember each day when I pull up in the parking lot, I used to have to pray in my car before I go in. And those days I was not too astute yet with focusing on my intentions, you know, but I knew that when I prayed before I went into that office, I felt so much better going in and things was smooth. So trust me, I hear you, I feel you, I know you are there, but I can tell you it is better. It is better already once you start lining up your intentions. Check me out on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook at Dynamic Daphne, on LinkedIn. Check me out as well, and let's connect there. I am here to tell you, this is your year to experience greatness. This is your year to get all of the results that you seek. You already have it inside you. All that you need to do is to go out there, set your intentions, and manifest. I already share with you some of the things that's on my intention board. And I tell you, I will be sharing so much more with you because we are in this together. Again, visit GloriaCutson.com. Get on my mailing list so that you and I can partner in a lot of things that I am doing. It is an honor, a privilege, and a privilege to serve you. For those of you here in Connecticut, keep warm. I tell you, it's getting snippy. Yesterday it was 7 degrees below here. I'm keeping my friends in the states, 39 and 85 and all of that great thing. I spoke with my girlfriend in Jamaica, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Okay, the other thing I forgot to do was to welcome my sister Trish, my spiritual sister Trish Cook. Welcome back from your amazing, amazing vacation. And I tell you something, it's such a wonderful, wonderful things happening in everybody's life. So again, Tracy, thank you for joining me this morning. For other people who are listening online, I honor you. I appreciate and embrace you. Share the link with somebody else. And be sure to send me a message either on my Facebook wall or anything, or tweet something to me and let me know what this segment had done for your life. I look forward to hearing from you all the amazing intentions that you have set in order to manifest and harness all your results. Know that you are born for greatness. There is no limit as to when you can start. So, because of that, I want you to start right now. This is your moment. This is your time. And I want you to embrace living just this moment at a time. Don't put anything off. Don't be a procrastinator. The moment right now is all that you and I have. We have nothing else. So why not step up and start living your destiny right now? Because this is all you have. This is Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul, saying, start to love yourself. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through.
will you let me look in your heart?
You'll never hear